Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about Israel's use of AI in the Gaza war. Let's dive in.
This is absolutely crucial, right? AI in warfare, what are the implications?
Exactly. This New York Times piece highlights how Israel developed and deployed new AI tools. One key example, was an AI-powered audio tool.
An audio tool? What did it do?
Well, they were hunting Ibrahim Biari, a Hamas commander. They couldn't locate him, so they used this AI to analyze his calls, pinpoint his location, and then, they launched an airstrike.
And they got him?
They did. But, and this is the huge ethical concern, over 125 civilians also died in that airstrike. Tragic.
Wow. So this wasn't just theoretical. It had real-world, deadly consequences. What else did Israel use AI for?
A lot, apparently. They combined it with facial recognition to identify people, even with obscured or injured faces. They also used AI to compile potential airstrike targets. Think about that for a second.
That's a bit unsettling, to say the least. Targeting decisions made by algorithms. Where's the human oversight?
That's a key question, isn't it? And there's more. They even developed an Arabic language AI chatbot to analyze text messages, social media, and other data.
So, a full-scale integration of AI into their intelligence gathering and military operations. This raises some serious ethical questions, right? I mean, accountability, potential for bias, the risk to civilian lives.
Absolutely. I see. The article really emphasizes how the Gaza war became a testing ground for these technologies. And it raises the question, at what cost? It's interesting. It's a complex issue, and we're only beginning to grapple with the implications of AI in warfare.
I mean, while the technology might be impressive, the potential for misuse, it's frightening. The article claims over 100 civilian casualties in one instance. How can we ensure such tools are used responsibly, ethically? This isn't a video game. These are real lives.
Right. Got it. This really sets a precedent, doesn't it? Other nations might follow suit. Where does this lead us? It's a conversation we absolutely need to be having.
We do. This isn't just about Israel and Gaza. It's about the future of warfare, the role of AI, and the ethical lines we're willing to cross.
Exactly. Thanks for joining me in discussing this important piece. We'll be back next time with more insightful discussions. Until then, goodbye.
Goodbye.